Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are heading deep into the South today. We are going to the Mississippi Delta, the land of the blues, the catfish farms, and some of the richest and most painful history in America. We are profiling the man they call the Dean of the Mississippi Delegation, Democrat Representative Benny Thompson.
Benny Thompson is an institution. He has been in Congress since 1993, but his roots in Mississippi go back so much further. He represents the 2nd District, which is basically the entire western half of the state along the river. It includes parts of Jackson, but mostly it's the Delta. And Stephen, we have to be real about the statistics here. This is, year after year, one of the poorest congressional districts in the entire country. We are talking about counties that have been neglected for a century. So when Benny Thompson goes to Washington, he isn't playing games. He is fighting for basic survival resources for his people.
And that fight started long before he got to D.C. His origin story is straight out of a history book.
It really is. He was born in Bolton, Mississippi. He went to Tougaloo College, which was the headquarters of the civil rights movement in the state. As a student, he joined the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, SNCC. He was a field organizer for Fannie Lou Hamer. I mean, just pause on that. Fannie Lou Hamer is a legend who was beaten and jailed for trying to vote. Benny Thompson was the kid organizing her rallies. He literally learned politics from the woman who told the country she was sick and tired of being sick and tired.
And that fight the power attitude didn't stop when he graduated. I love the story about his first election.
Oh, this is classic Mississippi. In 1969, he ran for alderman in his hometown of Bolton. He won. But the white mayor and the white establishment in town just refused to certify the results. They basically said, no, we aren't seating you. So Thompson didn't back down. He sued them in federal court. And he won. He forced them to give him his seat. A few years later, he ran for mayor and took over the whole town. He has never been afraid of a legal fight. In fact, in 1975, he was a plaintiff in a lawsuit that forced the state of Mississippi to increase funding for its historically black colleges by $500 million. He was suing the state government while he was working in local government.
That background, the quiet, methodical legal fighter, is exactly why he ended up in the history books in 2021.
The January 6th committee. When Nancy Pelosi needed someone to chair that committee, she didn't pick a TV star. She didn't pick a screamer. She picked Benny Thompson. She knew that he would treat it like a lawsuit. He would be calm, deliberate, and undeniable. If you watch those hearings, you remember his presence. He has that slow, deep, southern drawl. He never yelled. He just laid out the facts. Here is the text message. Here is the video. Here is the testimony. It was devastatingly effective because it was so calm. He brought that Bolton, Mississippi mayor energy to the biggest stage in the world.
But while the world knows him for January 6th, back home, they know him for Homeland Security.
Right. He is the ranking member and former chairman of the Homeland Security Committee, and his approach to that committee is fascinating. Most people think of Homeland Security as just counterterrorism or the border. Thompson views it as disaster equity. He was in Congress when Hurricane Katrina wiped out the Gulf Coast. He saw how the rich neighborhoods got rebuilt first, and the poor neighborhoods in Mississippi got left behind. He has spent the last 20 years reshaping FEMA to ensure that rural, poor communities get their fair share of relief money. He argues that if you live in a trailer in the Delta, your home is just as important to Homeland Security as a skyscraper in Manhattan.
He is also a massive champion for the HBCUs in his district.
He has to be. His district has Jackson State, Alcorn State, Mississippi Valley State. These schools are the economic engines of the region. Thompson funnels millions of federal dollars into them for research, for new dorms, for agricultural programs. Speaking of agriculture, catfish. We can't forget the catfish.
The catfish capital of the world.
Exactly. The Mississippi Delta produces a huge percentage of the nation's farm-raised catfish. Thompson is constantly fighting trade wars to protect those farmers from cheap imports. It sounds small, but in Belzoni or Yazoo City, those catfish ponds are the only jobs left. If the catfish farms close, the town closes. Thompson knows that. He is a guy who can talk about insurrection in the morning and catfish feed prices in the afternoon.
He really is the bridge between the civil rights era and the modern era. He walked with Fannie Lou Hamer, and he investigated Donald Trump.
And he did it all wearing those signature sneakers. Did you know he loves comfortable shoes? He's almost 80. He's earned the right to be comfortable while he saves democracy.
From the lawsuits in Bolton to the gavel in D.C., Benny Thompson is a force of nature. That is our profile for Mississippi's second. Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.